Hello everyone, and a happy new year from me, John Leeming, with my first contribution to the Organist Encores in 2020. Now you may remember that in my last programme I played some of the music that helped me to extend my interest in the theatre organ, and I'd like to continue that theme for a while today at least. I mentioned last time that while we were working on the refurbishment of the Christie organ at Walthamstow, John Abson lent me an LP featuring George Wright in concert at the two-manual 10-rank Wurlitzer in the Rialto Theatre, South Pasadena. If you know your LPs, I mean the one with the famous cover picture of George on a stepladder outside the theatre. This small Wurlitzer always seemed to be able to deliver much more than you might expect from an instrument of its size. I've heard it described as the hot rod of two-manual Wurlitzers. Well, it's certainly a fun instrument, and I think here George seems to agree. Ain't we got fun? George Wright at the Rialto Wurlitzer in South Pasadena in 1966, not long before fire damage sadly put paid to that organ. Anyway, going back to my early days of listening in the 1950s, I can remember searching the airwaves for a bit of Sunday morning theatre organ and discovered Dudley Savage on the West of England Home Service and the very special sounds of the Plymouth Compton. Well, reception from the Devon transmitter was poor where I lived in Surrey, but the spine-tingling sounds managed to break through the hiss and the interference of long-distance listening. it's good to be able to enjoy these performances now in better quality. Dudley Savage. It couldn't be anyone else, really. There at the Plymouth Compton with his classic ooey interpretation of Deep Purple from a 1967 edition of As Prescribed. Now, I mentioned my affection for the Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer, and I was delighted when the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust started issuing those high-quality recordings of the Manchester organs back in the 1970s. I was especially thrilled with the double LP of Len Rawl at both the Odeon and the Gaumont instruments, and from that album, here's Len at the Odeon with Perfidia.
Thank you.
the Odeon. For that recording session, Leonard replaced the Rogers English horn at the Odeon with the fiery, genuine Wurlitzer English horn from the Gaumont across the road. And, well, you heard it snapping away from time to time in that track. In the later 1970s, a growing number of overseas artists started to appear on the British theatre organ concert scene, largely at the instigation of the London chapter of the American Theatre Organ Society. Well, one who became a regular was Hector Oliveira, and although his innovative ideas didn't always appeal to musical purists, his approach was very different and very exciting at the time. I played this particular track of Hector at the Fox Atlanta a couple of years ago on the programme, but I think it's worth hearing again because it shows in one piece the tremendous musical and orchestral variety available from the instrument. Don't be put off by the unusual, maybe discordant sounds to begin with. Just prepare yourself for the surprise that comes in after 45 seconds. Easy come, easy go. The mighty 42-rank Moller organ there at its most theatrical, with Hector Oliveira at the console. Going back to Walthamstow again, after we got the organ playing, people used to turn up for a spot of private practice from time to time, and one such was a teenager by the name of David Williams. He popped in one Saturday morning with a pile of music, set a few pistons, and started to play. Fortunately, I had my tape recorder with me, and here's what happened. David Williams at the Granada Walthamstow Christie in 1981 with Basin Street Blues, reminding us just how wonderful it would be to get that lovely instrument making music again. Anyway, I've said I got to know John Empson through working on the Walthamstow Christie, and often after a hard day's work at the Granada, we'd wind down with a visit to the Plough of fond memory at Great Mundon near Hartford to hear resident David Shepherd, or perhaps a guest organist, at the Compton. Well, John himself soon became one of the regular guests at the Plough, and here he is at that Compton with Pedro the Fisherman. John Empson, the performer there, rather than John Empson, the technical guru, recorded at the Plough in, well, the late 70s or early 80s, I should think. Another regular guest at the Plough was Charles McNicol, and I'm very sorry to have to report that Charles passed away last month on Boxing Day at the age of 91. Charles had installed the Compton from the Savoy Lincoln in his own private cinema in Newark, which he called the Regal, and he hosted regular concerts with guest artists there for many years until ill health forced him to bring them to a close. He was what you might call a natural player with an innate sense of musicality, and his performances, which were often quite spontaneous, would bring a sort of feeling of freshness to many a Sunday afternoon organ show. I'd like to play a couple of tracks of Charles as a tribute to him and to remind us of the pleasure he gave to a generation of organ fans. Both are from concert performances on instruments that haven't been recorded all that much. First, here's Charles at the Granada Bedford Wurlitzer with Tea for Two.
Thank you.
You see what I mean by Charles bringing a fresh approach to the concert scene? Well, staying in Bedfordshire, here he is at the Christie organ of the Regent Cinema, which by then was the Working Men's Club in Stockfold, with I've Got the World on a String. Fond memories of the late Charles McNicol in concert at the Stockfold Christie. That's the instrument that was moved to the Gordon Craig Theatre in Stevenage, but I don't think it ever sounded like that there. Well, more sad news to come, I'm afraid. Elsewhere in the popular music world, we lost one of the greats at the end of the year in the person of Jerry Herman, the man behind the music of so many classic shows like Hello Dolly, Mame, Mac and Mabel, La Cage aux Folles, and goodness knows how many more. One of Jerry's most beautiful ballads, I think, is If He Walked Into My Life from the show Mame. And I'd like to close the programme with this number as a tribute to Jerry and as a thank you to his memory for the extra richness his music has added to the magical world of the theatre organ. So, this is John Leeming saying goodbye until next month, and I'll leave you with Simon Gledhill's moving and sensitive interpretation of that song in concert at the Troxy Wurlitzer in London earlier this month.